South Africa's President Ramaphosa condemns anti-foreigner violence. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has condemned a wave of looting and violence that has mostly targeted foreign nationals. "There can be no justification for any South Africans to attack people from other countries," he said on Tuesday. Dozens of people were arrested in Johannesburg on Monday. At least 5 people have been killed in the unrest. Other African governments have issued warnings to citizens over the violence. "Attacks on business run by foreign nationals are something totally unacceptable, something that we cannot allow to happen in South Africa," Mr. Ramaphosa said in a video posted on Twitter. "I wanted to stop immediately," he added. "I condemn the violence that has been spreading around a number of our provinces in the strongest terms. I'm convening the ministers and the security cluster today to make sure that we keep a close eye on this acts of wanted violence and find ways to stopping them." Separately, the African Union issued a statement condemning the despicable act of violence in the strongest terms. Police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and stun grenades in an attempt to quell their unrest on Monday. The surge in violence also saw mobs loot shops, torch vehicles, and target lorries that were being driven by foreign nationals. Violence continued on Tuesday, Johannesburg's Alexander's Township. Some angry residents in the city are calling on the government to deport undocumented immigrants, the BBC's Nomsa Meseko says. But one Nigerian businessman whose shop was targeted by looters told the BBC that foreign nationals in South America were subject to a lot of allegations and lies. "This is not a criminal attack. This is a xenophobic attack," he said. A branch of the South African supermarket ShopRite had been vandalized in the Largo neighborhood in Lekki, an eyewitness has told the BBC. One eyewitness reported seeing 2 bodies lying on the road outside the shopping center where the supermarket is based. Cars stuck in nearby traffic were also vandalized and their passengers fled. The authorities have not confirmed the report of casualties. What has the reaction been? Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari sent an envoy to South America on Tuesday to express Nigeria's displeasure over the treatment of its citizens. In a statement, the country's High Commission in South Africa described the situation as anarchy. The government alleges that Nigerian-owned businesses were targeted in Johannesburg, and it has called the Nigerians to come forward to report what has happened to them. Ethiopia's embassy in South Africa has advised its citizens to close their businesses during the ongoing tension, according to the Ethiopia state-linked Fana Broadcasting Corporate. It also says Ethiopians were advised to distance themselves from any confrontations and conflict and not go out wearing expensive jewelry. Meanwhile, Zambia Transport Ministry has said that lorry drivers should avoid traveling to South Africa, until the security situation improves. The statement refers to reported attacks on foreign lorry drivers. The South Africa IOL news site says there have been numerous incidents of vehicles being looted. But South Africa's police minister, Bai Sally, said on Monday that criminality rather than xenophobia has to blame for the senseless violence. "Xenophobia is used as an excuse," he told reporters after visiting Johannesburg's central business district, where much of the unrest has been taking place. "Nothing has sparked any form of conflict between the South African and the foreign nationals."